Crime Stories for Wednesday, March 4th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. There is a ton of great stuff to talk about on today's episode. For instance, Matt Samari, who leads the product team on the Edits app, is going to stop by to talk about some of the things that they've been working on within the Edits app around three specific areas that can help us to all make better content. Additionally, the head of Instagram stops by the Armchair Expert podcast with Dax Shepard to talk about the customizations that you can do to your own Reels feed, what you want to see more of versus what you want to see less of, and how to set up those customizations. Additionally, we'll hear from the YouTube team with the new addition they've made so that you can see ad revenue from multiple channels. And after the news, I will do Wednesday Waffle, where I talk about another topic that may or may not be related to social media. All of that on today's episode, plus more, but first, a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's start with the edits portion of the episode. Matt Samari leads the product team that works on the Edits app, and he made a post talking about what to expect from the Edits app in 2026, what they've been working on, and how you can leverage that to make better content. Here's the clip.
My name is Matthew Samari, and I lead our product team on Instagram Edits. I want to talk to you about three things that we're doing in 2026. Our goal is to make Edits the best end-to-end creative studio for anyone making content. We want it to be really easy for you to make content that you're proud of. The first thing we're doing is around ideas and inspiration. The way a lot of creators get ideas today is just by scrolling their Reels feed and being inspired. So we want to take that inspiration directly into Edits. So if you save an audio, save a Reel, they're directly accessible to you in the creation tools or in your projects. The other is we actually have a dedicated tab that you should give a try around inspiration. It has a feed for videos similar to yours to give you ideas, as well as a new templates tab. Templates, you can use any of these as a jumping off point for your next video. And they're really, really fun ones, such as we just had one created by BTS last weekend that really popped off for you to get inspired and build on top of other creators' creativity. Number two, creation tools. We have been shipping creation tools every single week since we launched this product. You have had a lot of feedback, and we've heard you. So speed up to 100x, volume ducking. But I think the three creation tools that I get really excited about, the first is captions. Unlimited, free, multilingual, high quality, and very expressive. You should give captions a try. It's really, really fun. The second is our licensed audio library. You can pick multiple songs, put them on a video, upload them directly to Instagram, and it maintain attribution and have no issues uploading. That licensed audio makes it really, really fun and expressive on the videos. The third is our effects and fonts and drops. So you may have seen this. We did a custom font with Jenny from Blackpink last year, a custom effect with Cole Bennett, a Stranger Things font as well. There's a lot more really exciting drops coming up in the pipeline. But the key thing here is this content is about you and expressing your unique point of view. So you can actually go into our effects tab, click on any individual effect, and customize it specifically for you. And I think this idea of it being customizable and being your creative studio is going to really empower creators to do really, really fun and interesting things over time. And then the third is our insights and guidance tab. I'm doing a very brave thing here and actually showing you my real insights from my very small cosplaying a creator account, so don't make fun of me. But I love this tab and creators love this tab because it shows you really in-depth analytics about what is resonating with your audience? What do they love? What do they want to see more of? What are they commenting on? Where are they watching the video? All sorts of things that make you a lot more likely to make a video that your audience is going to really, really love. There are a lot of exciting things across these three areas coming up in 2026. A lot I can't talk about, but as always, I'm on Threads. Our team is on Threads. If you have ideas, this is a product for creators, by creators. Let us know what you think.
Okay, I'm going to get into what he said in the video, but first, I love that someone on the Instagram team is acting as a spokesperson besides Adam Mosseri. I love that Adam makes so many clips. I really appreciate that. However, it's nice to hear from some different voices. Having said that, I would really like to have Matthew as a guest on the podcast. So if you know him or you know someone who knows him, I would really appreciate an introduction. He's in San Francisco. I'm in New York. Obviously, there's some logistics that would have to happen there, but Instagram has a New York office. I definitely can't see why this wouldn't work. If you know Matthew or you know someone who does, please make that introduction. When it comes to the video that he made, which I will link to in the show notes, I think the captions that he mentioned is an underrated point because captions can really help someone to stay engaged in your video if they don't have their headphones in or they're in a place where they can't watch with the sound on, but they might be interested in that content. How will they know? Well, they can look at the captions to get an idea of whether or not they want to watch the video. Maybe they save it. Maybe they share it with a friend who they know will also be interested in it. But I think captions can really make or break whether or not you get and keep someone's attention who's in a scenario where they may not be able to watch with the sound on. It only takes an extra few seconds to add the captions on. They might not be perfect, so definitely watch the captions to make sure that they are as close to correct as possible. But the fact that Edits is completely free and has the captions there as an option is fantastic. All right, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hear from the head of Instagram talking about how to customize your Reels feed on the Armchair Expert podcast. And we'll hear what the YouTube team is working on, adding the ability to see how much money you've made across multiple YouTube accounts. Stick around. Welcome back. The head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, was recently on the Armchair Expert podcast with Dax Shepard, talking about the customizations that you can make on Instagram. Here's the clip.
2 years ago, there was a meme on Threads where people were writing letters to the algorithm, making requests.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Stop showing my high school friends' kids photos. Like, I do not care. Like, that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. And so that inspired this. And then the tech got to the place where we could do it. So it's only in the Reels tab right now. But if you go to the Reels tab in the top right, there's these little, in the US, there's these little sliders with these hearts. And it will tell you what we think you're interested in. And then you can make edits.
Wait, where is it? Where's the Reels tab? E.
All right. So do you see in the top right a little icon?
Yep. Wait, up top there? The hearts?
With the hearts. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Click it.
Tap it. Let's see. This is, I love that we're
doing
this
live. Your algorithm.
Yes.
Does it know you? What does it say?
It says, lately you've been
fashion.
Into
fashion.
Lately you've been into award show glamour. Sweat sessions and culinary indulgences. It's pretty good.
Okay, there's only a short clip. I haven't had a chance to listen to the episode yet, but it is supposed to be warm-ish here tomorrow, so I will go for a walk for my stupid mental health. And I will listen to it and report back if there are any insights or interesting tidbits that I could share. And for our last news topic, the YouTube team is working on the ability to see how much you're earning across multiple YouTube accounts. Here's Lauren to explain.
We're expanding our studio payment activity capabilities to include creators with multiple channels linked to their AdSense accounts. The current payment activity page provides creators with an easy way to understand how earnings translate into payments. And with this expansion, creators with multiple channels associated with an AdSense account will be able to see metrics like aggregated payment activity across all channels, breakdown of payment activity for a singular channel, and payment history for the past 12 months, including the date, amount paid, and a payment breakdown. This view will only be available for users that have access to revenue data, either in channel permissions or brand account permissions, through a single email across all their channels. Let us know what you think. And that's it for this week. From the creators of YouTube to YouTube creators, we'll see you next week.
All right, nothing too revolutionary there. That is going to do it for today's news. If you would like to hear me do Wednesday Waffle, where I talk about another topic that may or may not be related to social media, stick around after the music.
Instagram news got you covered, sometimes even TikTok. Relevant platforms in the metaverse ahead of the wave, without a break or a pit stop. Still waiting for Zuckerberg to give me the big job.
Pause.
Use trademarks and logos with Insta's permission, of course. If you like the show and you gain some good info, maybe leave a review. It's a type of applause. Just drop me a message if you want to collab, if you got some good content or you want to run ads. At Daniel Hill Media is where I am. TikTok, Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, hey, thanks for sticking around. There are two specific topics that I want to talk about today, and they are both movies. The first is an upcoming movie called Project Hail Mary, starring Ryan Gosling. If you have not read the book that this movie is based on, I highly recommend reading it. It is fantastic. I couldn't put it down. It's science fiction, but the plot is easy to follow and moves very quickly. There's a character that the Ryan Gosling character will meet on this trip. I don't want to say any more than that, but it is fascinating to read their interaction, how they communicate. If you are interested in science fiction or just a good story, I definitely recommend reading Project Hail Mary, especially before the movie comes out, so you can compare the book and the movie. The second movie that's coming up that I'm really looking forward to is The Mandalorian and Grogu. Now, based on the last three Star Wars movies in the trilogy, which would be 7, 8, and 9, I really thought that I was done with Star Wars because I did not enjoy 8 and 9 very much at all. However, The Mandalorian TV show really changed that for me. I enjoyed all the seasons. I even enjoyed the Book of Boba Fett that halfway through became a Mandalorian season. I liked that as well, but I felt like I had seen everything I needed to see from The Mandalorian. However, when I saw the trailer for The Mandalorian and Grogu movie, all of that changed. I am very much looking forward to this movie. I need to go back and rewatch the past seasons of The Mandalorian to remind myself who the characters are, but really looking forward to both of those movies. What's interesting about that is I do not really love going to the movie theater. I don't mind it. I enjoy the experience overall, but I much prefer to watch movies from the comfort of my couch where I can eat my own popcorn and drink my own reasonably priced drink and pause the movie whenever I want in case I need to go to the bathroom or I want to get a snack. However, I will be making an exception to go to the theater for these movies, and I'm really looking forward to it. Takeaway here, read Project Hail Mary if you have not. Send me a DM. I would love to hear what you think about it. And second, we need to rewatch The Mandalorian as soon as possible to be prepared for The Mandalorian and Grogu movie. I will link to both trailers in the show notes so that you can see what I'm talking about. This was really nice to talk about something else besides social media. Thank you for listening.